Look back to a difficult time in your life. It could have been an unexpected life detour, or possibly a preventable detour. But when you're looking back on it now, based on what you've learned and how you've come through it, could you even say, instead, it was a grand adventure? Many times when we're in the middle of turmoil, or what feels like a very difficult time in our life, it's hard to step back and take a bigger perspective of the situation and understand why it's happening or what you're going to gain. But join me today as I talk about how sometimes these life detours really serve to strengthen you and prepare you for your next adventure.
Welcome to Life Reimagined with Wendy. I believe we were fortunate to grow up in a unique time in our culture that is helping shape our lives over the age of 45. We are redefining what our lives are like today and pushing the boundaries of what a 45-year-old, a 50-year-old, a 65-year-old, or years young and true adventurer really looks like. Many of us are newly blazing trails and carving out our own purpose-driven path forward. Yep, there have been many unexpected road twists that helped you get here today. But many times, these turn out to be blessings. They help you more clearly define what you want. So join me for insights and interviews that show you can face these unexpected challenges, and you can come out on the other side stronger and happier. You can make your best days ahead, and you can reimagine your next.
Okay, so like I covered last week, the word adventure brings to mind many different images and definitions for different people. But I truly believe the term can be applied much more broadly. I believe adventure and exploring supports living a life with a curious, non-judging perspective and includes all sorts of new experiences that can generate wonderful stories and memories of a life well-lived. I also believe it applies to some of the most challenging times in our lives. When life throws you a curveball, or when you felt blindsided and really had to react or recover. First, I'm going to dive into some key questions and reflections to better understand what you gained from your experience, and then I'll share some of my detours and adventures and finish with some recommendations today to help better live curiously and adventurously and try to stay focused on how these challenges are actually character and strength builders for you and how you'll actually benefit from these experiences in the end. So let's start with you. Time for me to ask the questions. This is also available as a transcript, so don't worry if you don't get them all written down. But as we go, consider if it's something you want to come back to and ponder in greater detail. Regardless of the time or story, one of the most really important steps is for you to reflect back and learn from it. The questions and personal reflection hopefully not only give you a bit of quiet time in your day, but investing a few minutes in yourself can only serve to help your mental, emotional, and possibly spiritual health. And the really great news is that with each tough experience or challenge you overcome, you become mentally stronger, more resilient, and more confident at what you can take on. Thinking back a bit and identifying an unexpected curveball or trying time in your life. It could be a problem you had during your teenage years or early adulthood. It could be disappointment from not getting that one job. It could be a relationship falling apart or a difficult health diagnosis, etc. So, were there signs that this was coming? And could you have done anything to positively change the trajectory or avoid the trauma? For example, you know, sometimes we put blinders on in our current job. Either they're downsizing or we see the signs, like in a relationship, that we're not quite jiving anymore with our partner. And it's easier, but only at first, to ignore and think it'll just magically get better. If you had been more honest with yourself and addressed this earlier, could it have improved the situation? Like, could you have changed jobs before it was changed for you? It also often happens with our health. We may suspect something isn't quite right, but we're too afraid to face it, and then it only gets worse, and sometimes way worse. So as I've mentioned on a previous podcast episode, not making a choice is a choice, and sometimes life-altering. So question number two, how prepared were you? Or did this detour find you before you were really ready? Was it something that caused much pain? Was it something that was just physically challenging or mentally challenging or emotionally challenging? Maybe all of the above. Was it something you had to overcome or something that actually became a great adventure or both? What did you learn from going through this? And how did you quickly pivot to overcome? Can you say in some respects, maybe not, but can you say that it helped create a wonderful memory? What are the positives that have happened in your life or that have helped you personally grow as a result of that detour? What if you consider that the experience was simply preparing you for your next, for something in the future you may not even have ever seen coming, and maybe not even now? How did this experience help you better prepare for that next possible detour or next adventure? For me, there are a ton of examples or stories I could use here, but I'll share two. Tougher one first, and this divorce. Divorce for me, like many others, was extremely difficult. It was a really tough time, and I couldn't believe, like many others again, that I was even in that situation. It took a long, long, long time, and it felt as though the time was never going to move so I could get past it. I'm the kind of person who thinks and thinks and thinks and evaluates my options before making the really tough decision. But once I make up my mind, it's difficult to persuade me otherwise. Choosing to end my marriage was so difficult, as it raised all my fears and what I thought was important and challenged, including the social norms or societal norms. So what if I ended up alone as an old spinster? Or as Renee Zellweger stated as Bridget in the movie Bridget Jones' Diary, quote, and she does it in a British accent. So I suddenly realized that unless something changed soon, I was going to live a life where my major relationship is with a bottle of wine, and I'd finally die fat and alone and be found 3 weeks later, half eaten by wild dogs. Yikes! Okay, so hopefully not that bad, but it still tapped all sorts of fears and insecurities that I had to face and decide whether to stay or go. Gut-wrenching, actually. But a decision that every adult has to face at some point in their life on staying in the relationship or ending the relationship. I learned I was stronger than I previously thought. I learned that I had boundaries and needed to protect them and me. It helped me refine what was important to me during the short time we have on this earth. And to be perfectly honest, you know, this is not something I reflect on with a big smile or consider it as a wonderful life adventure. But now that I've come through it, and because I made the decisions I did to move on, it's created a much more wonderful and adventurous life than I ever imagined possible. I grew up kind of thinking I'd be married, have the two kids, have the nice job until retirement. But yeah, didn't quite happen that way. So instead, I kept trying new activities, meeting new people, and identifying what I really liked and what I really enjoyed doing. Little by little, this very different world of exploring and playing outdoors became much more soul gratifying and important. I never knew I liked snow sports. I never knew I liked off-roading in a four-wheel drive or camping. But honestly, I wasn't ready for this 20 years ago. Although I wish I had discovered it much sooner, it's like the aging of a fine wine in that I really had to learn over many years of forming that I'm an outdoors person and that I care about experiences in nature over stuff. That I cannot believe how amazing life can be outdoors and on the trail, and that it generates feelings of happiness I never found in a shopping center. I just don't have the shopping gene. So my second example is a little bit more lighthearted. we're gonna change this up a little bit. But it's definitely an adventure because I continue to learn a lot from it. And that is my furry kids. So hopefully if I depress you or brought you down a bit with the divorce story, my furry kids will turn you back around. So I never had pets growing up and never saw myself as a dog person or a cat person, but now I'm both. It started during my marriage with my first dog, Maggie. She was an adorable Rhodesian Ridgeback puppy and such a spunkster. I learned a ton and found I really enjoyed having a furry, cute kid waiting to shower love and affection with me at the end of the workday. And despite the fact that as a puppy, she wallpapered the laundry room with poo on her paw, it didn't matter. She was too adorable and too sweet. And I found that, wow, I could overcome quite a bit with her. So if you've listened to previous episodes of the podcast, hopefully you've heard me talk about personal labels. So at that stage, I added a new label of dog lover. Now, years later, again, through marriage, I was reluctantly also introduced and part of adopting a cat. Now, after all, I was a dog person at the time. I was not a cat person. So this was not something I was rushing out to do. And literally, as I was writing this today, my tuxedo cat, Sophie, talk about a new definition of spunkster, was all over me. You know, when you're on your computer, all of a sudden they have a ton of interest in helping you type and showing me lots of affection. So now I know I'm a dog person and a cat person, and that life is just that much sweeter because of it. Because of the sweet way my kitty laps up a little bit of whipped cream off the counter, or because of the way my adorable dog, my current dog, a retriever mix named Dharma, goes after the evening ball over and over and over and over. Yes, and Dharma came along at the perfect time in my life and was so appropriately named by her foster mom, Debbie. But I'm grateful for both Sophie and Dharma in my life. So going forward, I want you to keep these questions in mind when you're in a tough situation or in the middle of an unexpected life detour. Maybe pausing to breathe a bit and answer these questions and reflect earlier in the experience will help you more quickly move through it. Maybe you start finding the silver lining sooner and come out better and stronger on the other side. So consider these questions and then ask, why is it happening? Especially at this moment in your life. What is it making you reevaluate or potentially confront? Is it a chance to pause and evaluate if you're on the right course you want your entire life to be on? Regardless of your answers, if you try to keep your head up, focus on how best to overcome and focus on living curiously and learning from the experience, you'll already be light years ahead of how you handled such challenges when you were in your 20s or 30s. This life experience and adventure has tremendous value to leverage, and your perspective and mindset is critical to making the most of it. So I hope you have a chance to lean in a bit further with me and the Destination You community. Our post this week's Facebook challenge is identifying one of your detours that you now claim as an adventure. So check it out, and I hope you'll post your experience. I'll also put up pictures of my adventures with Sophie and Dharma on Instagram and would love to see your furry kid photos or hear about your stories as well. I'll be sharing some exciting news in the next few weeks, so I hope you'll stay tuned or come back as we dive deeper into leading in your own life, how to become more resilient, and how to take the key steps to chart your course when you hit one of these life detours. What you need to pack metaphorically to come out successful and happy on the other side. I hope today you remember the importance of living curiously and adventurously to try and stay focused on how these challenges are actually character and strength builders and how you're going to actually benefit from this experience in the end. Because with each tough roadblock, experience or challenge you overcome, you will become mentally stronger, more resilient, and more confident at what you can take on. Thanks again for listening. And remember, it's never too late. keep sharing your adventures with our Destination You community, and keep focused on you and your priorities and the key steps you will take today to make today and tomorrow your best next.